This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And man, oh man, we've got an hour before kickoff from the NFL. We are past the halfway mark. It's week 9 in the NFL. I can't believe it, man. It just cruises on by. It's unbelievable. But there's some amazing things that are going to be happening. Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers will be hitting the field together. That's a special day, Mike Wilson. Obviously, the Ravens and the Steelers will be going at it. That's a special day to a lot of people all across the country. The Lions and Vikings, that's also another special occasion for people. The Rams playing the Saints. Man, oh, man, it just is unbelievable, Mike Wilson. We've got a great day ahead of us, don't we?
It doesn't get any better than this.
Wow. Unbelievable, man. Just the NFL. We'll be talking about it a whole heck of a lot. 1-800-878-7529. Get at us again. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Wentz under center. Wentz fakes. He's rolling, pumping, steps up. He is firing deep for Aguilar, who has it at the 35. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He whirls and is knocked out of bounds at the 10.
And Dalton will throw on first down. Has some time. Gonna let it fly. He's going deep for Ross. He's got it. Makes the catch. Looking for room. Ross sneaks in. First play. Touchdown for the Bengals.
Rodgers to the end zone. Wide open. Adams.
What the hell's going on?
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, talking NFL all hour long. And obviously, as you can tell from the highlights, we love talking the NFL, man. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A whole docket of NFL games. So I'm going to run through all the games for you real quick, Mike Wilson. And then you and I will get into some of the things going on. Bears play the Bills and no Khalil Mack for them. So that'll be more interesting than it probably should be. But I still expect the Bears to be able to get that one. Like I said, Chiefs and the Browns, interesting developments there. The Browns obviously fire Hugh Jackson. I'm not quite sure what took so long for that to happen, but it did happen.
Exactly.
The Chiefs continue to roll. Go ahead. What did you want to say, Mike?
No, I was just going to say, I'm just agreeing with you. Like, I don't know how many coaches can be whatever, 3-36 or whatever it was, and still expect to maintain their job. And don't forget, they got rid of Todd Haley as well. So
yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line, hey, the bottom line is it's actually, this is the wrong season because he's actually got them playing better. They should have just fired the guy way before the season even started. But, you know, again, like that, right. That's the point. Jets play the Dolphins. That's always a fun, interesting matchup. Lions and Vikings, again, another fun matchup that's within the division, so some importance there. Falcons and Redskins. Can the Falcons keep things rolling? They've gotten off to a sluggish start. But they have kind of put it together the last few weeks. So let's see if the Falcons can keep rolling and the Redskins. Look, man, can they continue to distance themselves in that division? That's the question. Buccaneers, Panthers. That's probably a Panther victory, if you ask me. I'm not quite sure what's going on there with the Buccaneers anymore. Winston had an awful day. They had to go to Fitzpatrick. So I don't know, man. I think it's pretty crazy there. Steelers and Ravens, that's always fun. Mike Wilson, Texans and Broncos. Yep. You're talking about two teams there that going in different directions. Texans have all of a sudden figured things out. Broncos are going backwards. Chargers play the Seahawks. Chargers are playing pretty well. Let's see if they can play well in Seattle, Washington. That'll be a good game. Rams and Saints, one of the marquee matchups, and then maybe the best matchup in a long, long time in a regular season game, at least quarterback-wise, Packers and Patriots in the Sunday night game. So a lot of really, really fun matchups today, Mike Wilson.
Yeah, a lot of good matchups, and let me just throw this one at you. Once I know the Green Bay-New England game is going to be the one that you're into the most. But between that Green Bay game and that Saint game, which one do you think is going to be more entertaining?
Well, I mean, wow. I think both of these games are looking at, I mean, you're looking at a lot of points. I mean, you've got basically the best, all of the best offenses going at it, right? I mean, the Rams put up points every week. The Saints put up points every week. Say what you want about the Packers. They're not having a great season. They're 3-3-1, which is crazy that they're still in the mix in their division because they're playing pretty lousy. Should have beat the Rams last week, and let's be honest, if not for a crazy play from Ty Montgomery late in the game where he was told to go down and doesn't go down. He takes the ball out, fumbles it, doesn't give Aaron Rodgers an opportunity with a little bit over 2 minutes left and one timeout to go out there and obviously give his chance or put his team in a position to have a chance to win by a field goal. Cause that's all they needed, losing 29-27. And then oddly enough, Ty Montgomery gets dealt, very quickly after the game. So that was a real costly mistake for Ty Montgomery and Clinton Dixon also being moved from the Packers. But, you're talking about very, very good offenses. And the truth is there's one defense that's really good in the Rams. I don't know if the Saints have the defense to be able to hang with the Rams. We'll see about that. Packers defense showed up actually against the Rams, and played a decent enough game, like I said, to give them a chance, the offensive side to be able to put enough points on the board to get a victory. And then the Patriots, I don't think their defense scares anybody either. So you're looking at four really good offenses, one great defense in the Rams or maybe a great defense in the Rams. And then three other defenses that are somehow going to have to figure out ways to make plays, Mike Wilson. So I don't really have a favorite. I'm sorry, man. I think the Packers and Patriots, but the truth is that Rams and Saints game is, to me, is equally as fun to watch. These we're given a real gift on this particular Sunday in the NFL, bro.
Yeah, a big time early Christmas gift, as you will. And you know what? I think Green Bay may have given New Orleans a bit of a roadmap in terms of how to score points on them, because Green Bay was really successful against that Ram secondary. And you know, we talked about the Rams defense, and the Rams defense is great, but it's great up front. Those secondaries and those safeties you can go after. And Aaron Rodgers showed that last week that you can score points on these guys, but you got to be specific in where you're going to attack from. And now you got Drew Brees coming in the second week in a row that this secondary for the Rams has to be on their game to defend against, you know, the all-time leading passer in NFL history.
No, I'm with you, man. It is, and again, that's in New Orleans at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. So, if you're going to have a chance to get it done, I'll tell you what, this is a great opportunity for the Saints to somehow defeat the undefeated L.A. Rams, at least at this point. Again, you know, everything you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. And you know what? The Saints defense, again, they're going to have to figure out ways to make plays and step up. If they can do that, I truly think that you're right. Drew Brees will be able to take advantage of that secondary. But let's be honest. He's taken advantage of many secondaries throughout his career, whether they were good or bad. So I don't think it really matters to a guy like Drew Brees. You give him a little window, he's going to find that hole. He's going to find that target, and then his guys are going to make plays. So I expect that to be a great football game. But, you know, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I believe it's one of the few times that you have multiple MVP quarterbacks matching up against each other. And if I'm not mistaken, the Packers did get them the last time they played. So hopefully they can figure out a way to get an important victory, Mike Wilson, on the road, get themselves feeling pretty confident, feeling pretty good about themselves. Like I said, you know, we're in the second half of the season. This is when you find out who the contenders are. You start losing those pretenders. Let's find out if the Packers are a contender or a pretender. And why not start with this week against, you know, one of the better teams in the AFC and the Patriots? So,
yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. And it's going to be fun to watch. And, you know, that we get to watch Mahomes do a stat game today. So that'll be kind of fun, but not if you're a Browns fan.
Oh, man, he's going to have 30 touchdowns by the end of today for sure, man. I wouldn't be surprised if he has a handful of touchdowns. So we'll see, man. It's the NFL, man. It's honestly some of the greatest stuff to be watching. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network.
Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com
on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Third 17. Mack strips it. He is unbelievable. Khalil Mack strips it down. Seattle recovers. But if there's a quarterback with the ball, he's got to find him this year.
Lions on the move. Stafford from the gun. Stafford, wide open pass. Tate over the middle. Tate breaks a tackle. Tate high, kicks it into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit. Quick strike ability by the Lions.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. One of those guys is playing. One of those guys is not playing. Matthew Stafford will be playing against the Vikings. Khalil Mack will not be playing against the Bills, man. Inactive. So the Bears will definitely miss his presence on the defensive side of the ball. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. So much to get into in the NFL. This Patrick Mahomes kid is taking it by storm, making it look way too easy, if you ask me. Running away with the MVP, at least at this point in time. Again, a lot can happen, but really playing fantastic. Rookies, I think Calvin Ridley having a very solid season, but you would have to say that Saquon Barkley is the man. The guy's been fantastic. It's not because of him that the Giants are not playing very well, Mike Wilson, to be honest with you. So Patrick Mahomes making it look too easy at this point. Got to be the MVP, and I would think that Saquon Barkley right now is the rookie of the year. But again, Calvin Ridley having a pretty good season with Matty Ice and the Atlanta Falcons.
No, I absolutely agree. Ridley was the real deal coming out of college as well. So to see him having the season that he is doesn't really shock me. It doesn't shock me in the least what Saquon is doing. He has greatness written all over him. He has a couple of those those rookie of the year moments, big runs, big long touchdown runs, those kind of things. So, you know, when it's all said and done, I expect Saquon to be the rookie of the year with Ridley, you know, right behind him. And you're exactly right with the Giants. I mean, it's not, you don't put this on Saquon for the Giants being as pathetic as they have been this year. That's more of their off. Other issues that they have and Eli Manning and those kind of things. But let me ask you this, Dorf. We finished talking about before the last break with the Green Bay, New England matchup, New Orleans and the Rams matchup. What do you think about this Pittsburgh Baltimore? What do you expect to see there? I mean, obviously our household is big Steeler country. For us, this is usually a black and blue kind of game. I mean, do you expect a lot of points? What do you see coming out of the game at Baltimore?
Well, first and foremost, anytime you have a matchup within your division, it's always going to bring out hopefully the best in these teams. And the Ravens, they've been a little bit up and down, man. You know, let's be honest. They have the ability to put up a bunch of points, and their defense, we know, can be very tough to score on, and they can play pretty well at moments. But at the end of the day, this is a team that's 4-4. So yeah. at a certain point, you are what your record is, and they're average. I mean, that's really what they are, and it's kind of weird because I think that they've had some above average moments. With that being said, you have to be very impressed with the Steelers, man. I mean, come on. I mean, this team went into the season thinking that they were going to have Le'Veon Bell. You know, James Conner wasn't the guy that they thought that they were going to be rolling with. With that being said, he is all that and a bag of chips, man. I mean, this guy comes to work. This guy plays as hard as he can, and rightfully so. He's actually pretty damn good, to be honest with you. I think there was an adjustment period, you know, different styles of running. So I think the offense took a little bit of time to figure things out. But you know, even with that, you know, Big Ben has found his targets when he's needed to in the past few weeks, where the Steelers have somewhat gotten themselves going. And, you know, this is a team that is moving in the right direction, if you ask me. So this game is really important to both teams. However, I would lean towards saying it's more important for the Ravens, and I expect them to be scratching and clawing and fighting as if this was a playoff caliber like game. So, and again, inner rivals in the division, this is going to be knock them out, drag them down, get after them, physical. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch too. You know, we're giving a lot of praise to those other games, the Rams and the Saints and the Packers and the Patriots, but Steelers and Ravens is must see TV for Steeler fan, Raven fan, and many football fans all across the country, to be honest with you, Mike.
I mean, look, I would make the argument that if it wasn't for that, the Rams and Saints and the Green Bay New England game, this would probably be the game we'd be talking about. Like this would be the big game of this weekend. So, you know, I expect knockdown, drag out, you know, last man standing, blood on the, you know, on the uniforms kind of thing, typical Pittsburgh, Baltimore battle. And I expect both teams that you mentioned play, you know, Baltimore playing like it's a playoff game. I expect Pittsburgh to be playing the same way because Baltimore beat Pittsburgh a few weeks ago in Pittsburgh. So there's a bit of revenge factor, I believe, that's going to help motivate. And, you know, you talked about James Conner, and there's not much that you can – I mean, there's a lot you can say about this kid from, you know, his backstory of beating cancer and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. But for him to ingratiate himself into that offense, and the way he treats those offensive linemen, from everything I've read, man, those offensive linemen love this kid. He scores touchdowns, he runs the ball for a lot of yards, but he doesn't do that without the help of his line. And every time he scores, man, he runs right to those offensive line guys and is hugging them. He's not hugging another receiver. He's not hugging Big Ben. He's hugging the big boys, the hogs up front, for the success that he's having. So, I think, you know, we had talked about this the last couple of weeks, and, you know, Pittsburgh, you know, are they moving on from Le'Veon Bell? Yeah, I completely believe they're moving on from Le'Veon Bell because they found Le'Veon Bell's replacement. You can say, you know, there's a difference in talent and all that kind of stuff, but Connor's producing. You know, he's doing what he's been told to do, and he's doing it at a high level. So, you and I both know that, you know, all those guys want to do on the pro level is win. And if you're doing, you know, you're helping the team win, everybody else jumps on board. And I think Connor's done a good job of getting everybody else on board and kind of forgetting about Le'Veon Bell, who yesterday I saw, bro, he's lost $7.7 million in salary.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. Like, I don't know one person that would take that chance of, you know, losing that much money. But, you know, right now, you know, it's kind of biting him in the backside because his replacement's showing up and showing out right now.
Yeah, and they're moving on because of what James Conner's been able to do on the field. So, speaking of that, real quickly, got to get a couple things in here. Excuse me. What are your thoughts about this Deshaun Watson and how he's playing. The Texans have turned things around. And then are you believing in the Chargers as well? So first things first, Texans. I like them, man. I think they're scary when it comes to the playoffs. But what do you think of Deshaun Watson and the Texans?
Oh, geez. I think, for everybody that lives in Phoenix right now, before Josh Rosen got here, we were looking at Deshaun Watson probably being a Cardinal, but Houston, comes and gets him. I love Deshaun Watson. I love them at Clemson. He brings a lot to the table, man. I mean, he's one of those dual threat guys, and I think he's learning, how to stay in the pocket, how to make his reads. He's becoming an NFL quarterback right before our eyes, because there were questions about, there's always questions about these dual threat guys coming out of college. Can they make the jump? Can they be an NFL quarterback? Can they take snaps under center? Deshaun, after a devastating injury last year, is showing us he can be an NFL quarterback. So, I love Deshaun Watson. Like, I would love to have him on my team. I think, he'd be a good mix anywhere he'd be. And, you got to give the Texans kudos to altering the offense to fit what he does best. I mean, that to me, that's the sign of a good coach. It's not just you're going to run what I run and everything else be damned. We're going to run what you do best. So that's what the Texans are doing, and it's been fun to watch, man.
Well, and he also has some weapons at his disposal.
Yes.
Lamar. Good running back, Lamar Miller, and obviously Hopkins, wide receiver. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We'll be back. We're going to break down the games and let you know what we think is going to happen this particular Sunday. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sport Weekend Edition.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer. For winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Ravens at the 33 of the Steelers on first down. Williams, the tight end, motions right side of the line. Alex Collins back in at running back to the right side of Flacco. Pressure coming from the right side, airing it deep, looking into the end zone. It's John Brown running under the football. He's got a touchdown. 33 yards from Joe Flacco to his favorite deep threat this year, John Brown, and the Ravens strike first. It's a 6-0 lead in the first. 4th to 26 of Baltimore. Roethlisberger looks to the left, steps to the right, fires back to the left side, looking for Brown in the end zone, leaps up. He's got a touchdown. Antonio Brown in front of Marlon Humphrey, 26 yards from Roethlisberger, and the Steelers right back in it, down 14-12 with 2:50 to play first half.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And again, check me out late night as I do the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. Comes to you live every single Sunday when I'm doing it, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you can always check me out late night, and we go to the wee hours of the evening, man. And, you know, I always love talking about what happens after it does. I like talking about what happens before it happens, too. So that's what Mike Wilson and I are getting ready to do. We're going to go through our thoughts and opinions as to what we think happens in the games today. Bears at the Bills, like I said, no Khalil Mack. The Bills have struggled all year long, and not really much of a surprise because their quarterback situation is very unstable. Bears a little bit more stable in that category with Mitchell Trubisky playing much better. Really, really impressive, to be honest with you. And they have a solid running game. Tarik Cohn, Jordan Howard, those two guys mash it up together. And then the wide receiving core isn't bad either. So I expect the Bears to get it done on the road, but maybe a little closer than people think because of no Khalil Mack playing in that defensive side of the ball for them, Mike Wilson.
No, I agree. It's the Bears are going to win this, but it's going to be closer than the experts think. And I'm not putting myself in the expert category, but the Bears should win this.
Kansas City at the Browns. Kansas City's been rolling. Patrick Mahomes, we've talked about how special this kid is, and obviously throwing up the MVP numbers and really running away with it, to be quite honest with you. Browns fire Hugh Jackson. They just continue to show us that they really have no idea what the heck they're doing. I think the Chiefs come in here and have a really, really good day. I think the Browns will be inspired for a while, but that'll only last for so long. And then Patrick Mahomes and the talent that they have on that offensive side of the ball just completely start to dominate at some point. So I like the Chiefs pretty big here today, Mike.
Yeah, no, I do too. Once, you know, like you said, Cleveland's going to come in inspired, but once Kansas City scores in 30 seconds, inspiration will be gone in Kansas City all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Jets and Dolphins. I mean, look, the quarterback situation for the Dolphins is definitely interesting. The Jets quarterback situation with Sam Darnold is Been good, been bad at times. Something's got to give. I mean, let's be honest, something's got to give today in both of those. But again, the Jets going to the Dolphins, where it's going to be about 80 degrees, maybe some humidity, maybe a little bit tougher on the Jets than the Dolphins. Dolphins trying to stay above 500. This is who you want to see on your schedule, to be honest with you. You want to see a team like the Jets if you're the Dolphins and you're trying to stay above 500. So I'm going to go with the home team. I'm going to say the Dolphins figure out a way to beat the Jets, who are still going to show those growing pains.
I'm going to go the opposite of you. I think the Jets go down there and get the job done. That quarterback situation for Miami is just sickening right now. there will be some field issues, and there are some field issues because there was a college game at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday, and by all accounts, the field was in very poor condition. So that could be an equalizer. And so I don't know, maybe whoever has the better running game going, or something like that. But I think Darnold goes down there and gets a road win over the Fish.
Lions play the Vikings. This is one of those matchups within the division. Lions have played better over the past few weeks. So, it took Patricia a few weeks to kind of figure things out and get his feet wet. The Vikings, I'm not quite sure that they've figured things out. They're another one of those teams that are, I think that last year was unbelievable what they were able to achieve, and I think that the bar was set awfully high for Kirk Cousins and the Minnesota Vikings in general. So one of the best receivers in all of the game, though, in Adam Thielen. This kid is very, very fun to watch, very explosive. And you know what, Matty Stafford on the other side, he and Kirk Cousins will have a pretty good duel. I'm excited to watch it. I think it's going to be a good football game, to be honest with you. And I like the Vikings at home. But I could see this one going down to the wire, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lions with the upset. I just trust Stafford a little bit more. But I think it is close. I think it's a field goal at the buzzer kind of game. So I'll take Detroit this week.
Falcons and Redskins. I think this is one of the better matchups that's kind of under the radar, to be honest with you, because the Redskins are playing pretty well. Alex Smith is fit into that offense really nicely. I mean, let's be honest. And Adrian Peterson has turned the clock back. This is one of the more impressive performances from a guy that's supposed to be on the wrong side of 30 that I've seen in a long, long time. And, the Falcons, they've gotten their groove. I expect this to be a really fun game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons figure out a way to pull it out. I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins figure out a way to pull it out. And with that being said, I'm going to go with Matty Ice and the Falcons offense to figure out a way to make a couple too many plays and get it done. And it won't be for a lack of effort on the Redskins' part, because I do think that they play pretty hard. And, again, Alex Smith has done a great job for them. 5-2 out of the gates. I think that they would take that any day. So Falcons need a victory really, really bad. Redskins, I think they come back to their pack just a little bit. And the Eagles, get a little bit better by not even playing since they're on a bye week.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with you on this one. I'm going to go with Matty Ice, Julio Jones, and the Atlanta Falcons on this one. I think it's a 6-point touchdown kind of game, but I think Matty Ice to Julio Jones gets it done today.
Panthers, Buccaneers, man, another situation where that quarterback situation is interesting with the Buccaneers. Obviously, a terrible performance from Jameis Winston, the four interceptions. So their quarterback situation is interesting at best. Panthers are really good at home, man. 4-0 already at home, 5-2 on the season. I like the Panthers here. I really do.
Yeah, no, I think the Panthers win big, actually. I think this is a blowout. I think it's over by halftime, it's just a big Panther victory for them today.
Steelers and Ravens, we've talked a little bit about this game already. I just think it's a really, really tough battle, and I'm leaning toward the Ravens, saying, look, they've got to win because they got to stay above 500. However, the Steelers lost to them already this year, and I think it's hard to beat that team twice in the same season. So I'm going to go with the Steelers on the road, man.
Yeah, me too. I think the revenge factor and big shock, right? I just think that sting of losing at home to Baltimore and to pay them back on the road is something that Big Ben and all those guys are going to take advantage of and get the job done today.
Texans and Broncos. I like the Texans on the road. I know the Broncos are a 1.5-point favorite, but I just think the magic of Deshaun Watson, he'll find a way to get it done. I'm taking the Texans as they've gotten their train rolling as of late. So I think they get a nice victory on the road.
Once again, going with you, going with the Texans, man. There's I trust Deshaun and that whole offensive crew a lot more than I trust the offense there in Denver. But, you know, that Denver crowd's going to be fired up and ready to go. I mean, it's no joke. It's a tough place to play in Denver. So I think it's going to be a little closer than people think. It'll be an entertaining game, but I think in the end, Deshaun and the Texans get it done.
Chargers, Seahawks, Chargers, first and foremost, do you think they're for real? I think this is a good test to find that out, to be honest with you, against the Seahawks,
yeah,
who, if I'm not mistaken, are coming off of a bye week, so that they'll be hungry and ready to go at home. I'm going to say that the Seahawks figure out a way to get it done, man, and they keep themselves relevant in the NFC.
Yeah, me too. We all know CenturyLink. You know, I just finished talking about how tough Denver is to win, and Seattle is brutal to try and get a victory up there. So I think coming off the bye week, the rest, Russell Wilson, Seahawks get it done.
Rams and Saints, one of those marquee matchups, man. Saints looking to knock off the only undefeated team in the Rams, who are 8-0. And you know what? I'm going to go that direction. I think Drew Brees does pick apart that secondary. I think the Rams will make a mistake here and there. And it's tough to play in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome as well. So Saints at home, man. I'm saying they're the team that beats the Rams and finds that first loss for them.
Right. I'm going to go with the Saints, but for a little different reason. Being a big Dolphins fan, you never want to see another team go undefeated, unlike the 72 Dolphins. So I'm picking Breeze to win, and those 72 Dolphin players that are still alive and kicking can pour their champagne today and know that they're the only undefeated team.
Packers, Patriots, this is an unbelievable matchup. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, doesn't get much better than that. Patriots 6-2, they're going to run away with their division. Win or lose, doesn't matter. Packers need this one on the road, man. They let one slip by against the Rams last week. They could have been the team to beat the Rams. Didn't happen. Aaron Rodgers never got a shot at the end of the game to do that. I expect a lot of points. I expect fireworks. I expect one of the more fun games that we're going to see all season long. And I'm going to say the Patriots figure out a way to get it done. But in my heart, I really want the Packers to pull it out.
Right. New England at home. I just think they get it done. They feel more comfortable there. They got the crowd. You know, people argue they have the refs as well. But I will go with the Patriots all day.
Titans and Cowboys, man. That's the Monday nighter, bro. I think that the Titans are going to figure out a way to win. Their quarterback situation, another one that's in total disaster. Cowboys, Dak Prescott hasn't been that great either. But I'm going to say the Titans win that one on the road for some reason.
Hey, my two favorite teams are Pittsburgh and whoever's playing Dallas. So I am going to go with the Titans all day long with this.
Man, oh, man, we made it through, as we always do in this segment, get through all the games in perfect time. So he's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to take another quick short pause for the cause. When we come back, as we always do this, we give you our parting shots about our thoughts and opinions in the sports world. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
From the 38 in New Orleans, moving right to left in the gun, Breeze. First down and 10, shotgun snap, drops back, looks long, far side. He's got a wide open receiver. It's caught at the 35, breaking the tackle, 30 from the 20 down the sideline, the 10, the 5, and it's a touchdown for Tre'Quan Smith. Over the shoulder catch, 62 yards, and the record. Breeze has done it. with a standing ovation from over 74,000. The time is 8:34 Central Time at the Superdome in New Orleans.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call. Toll free, 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. Real quick reminder one more time. Catch me late night, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time is when I get started. We wrap up. We talk about all the games, all the action that happened. But before we do that, we always do our parting shots here on this program, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Mike, you're up, my friend. What's up?
All right, real quick, in a story that just begs for us to be better as human beings, the mascot for the Air Force Academy, this Falcon, was kidnapped by Army cadets in a game between Air Force and Army. The bird was hurt. The bird may need to be euthanized. And it just shows, once again, these ideas that people have about taking other mascots or just doing something to the other team. You got to be better than that, guys, especially if you're an Army cadet, man. Be better.
Interesting parting shot from Mike Wilson. That's a good one, bro. Mine is a couple of interesting ones. Going to keep it in my hometown. Obviously, the Green Bay Packers have a real opportunity on Sunday night against the New England Patriots in their house. Go out, make it happen, man. Do your thing. Be Aaron Rodgers. Be special. Make Wisconsin proud. And speaking of that, the Milwaukee Bucks, man, you're making us proud. Keep doing what you do. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, making everything possible, I am Andy Dorf. Peace, everybody. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.